Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as we are in Hakometz Zuta. Hakometz Zuta, the second parak of Menachas is Hakometz Zuta, starting on daf Yud Gimel, and then we get into Be'er Hashem Hakometz Rabbah, which comes up in a couple of days on daf Yud Zayin. Right? Zuta and Rabbah are not in terms of quality. In terms of quantity, Hakometz Zuta is just a couple of dafim, and Hakometz Rabbah goes all the way from daf Yud Zayin all the way until, goes through a lot of Hakometz until you get to Perek HaTcheles, which is on daf Lamed Ches. So, Be'er Hashem, we have that to look forward to. So, let's go to Yud Gimel on the base. Remember the Mishnah that started off the Perek spoke, again, we're talking about the different aspects of the Avoda of a Mincha, and Pigel, right? We got into Pigel the end of the previous parak, and we mentioned that Pigel plays a major role both in Zvachim and Menachos. A lot of press, a lot of details about Pigel, and the Mishnah on yesterday's daf said that if somebody does the kmitza with pigel intent to eat the shirayim or to be mocked to the komets lumachar, right, which is chutz lazmano, so then everybody agrees that there's pigel and there's a chi of karis. The machlokas is, we saw lahak to levonasa lumachar. What about to be mocked to the lavona? Just the lavona. So that was a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi says pasul. That's important to note that it's not kosher, it's puzzle, but if you do that with the Lavona, we'll better come back to that at the end of the daf today. And the Chacham say pigle. Now, what's the issue? The Chacham say, my shita zemen azavach. What's the difference? Ask the Chachamim. You have in mind doing an earlier avoda with in mind to burn something that's supposed to be burned later on. La chazmana, what's the difference? So Rabbi Yossi answered in the Mishnah that by the zevach, the dam, and the basar, and the emurin are all one unit. And therefore, if I have in mind lahak de la chazmano, the emurin, for example, so then that is pigel. But lavona eina min hamincha. But the lavona is not min hamincha. What exactly does that mean? So that's what we saw in the Gemara. Reish Lakish said on the top of Yigimah Beis, eina min mincha means ein mati befagel as a matir. You can't have one mati befagel the other. So a kometz is a matir, and the lavona is a matir. Right, the komets is what allows me to be, the kmitz is what allows me then to be maktir, and the haktaris lavona allows me to eat the shirayim. So they're both matirin. So ein matir mefagel es amatir. That was Reish Lakish's shita, and that's why he said the same thing by the bazichin. Ein matir mefagel es amatir. That was the svara that we saw. Okay, this is all background. Now let's get into the Mishnah that we are up to. But again, we're going to relate back to what we just reviewed. Shachat. Shnei kvasim. Talking still about one matir, two matirs, the two kvasim. We know on Shavuos there is a special carbon of the kivsei atzeres. Two kvasim brought with the lechem that the shtei lechem that is matir the chadash in the mikdash. Right from the new wheat, we bring the special carbon on Shavuos. So if somebody shechs the shnei kvasim, the only, also we've mentioned, this is the only shalmei tzibur there is possible. The only carbon shlamim that is brought on behalf of the tzibur. All other shlamims are yachid. This is the only shlamim that is tzibur. So if somebody shechs, and also the only shlamim that is kashi kashim, right, is kipse atzeres, it is tzibur, right, it's the only ones. So Shavuot, we had that back in Ezel Makoman, right, we had this categorized with the other in its category. So if somebody shechs the sheik fasim, lechol achas v'nachalos l'machar, the kivsei atzeres are shechted, usually you have to shech the kivsei atzeres in order to be matir the chalos. What if they, during the shechita, I have in mind only one of the chalos? So now we're going to get into issues of pigel only on part of the karban. I have in mind to eat one of the two chalos lamachar, or hikter shnei bazichin le'echol echa menastar lamachar. I am maktir one of the bazichin lavona, one of the two bazichin lavona, or I am maktir the bazichin, or two of the both bazichin, to eat one of the sidarim, one of the columns of the lechem aponim lamachar michutz lezmano. So, if either of those, machlokas. Rabbi Yossi omer oso achalav oso aseder, shechishim ala pigav achayven alav karis. Rabbi Yossi says, each one that you thought about is pigel. Whatever you thought about is pigel. And the other one is l'asheini pasul ve'im bokaris. The second one is not. You could make them separate, look at them separately, and therefore one is pigel and one is not pigel. That applies to the two columns of the lechem aponim. That could apply to the two chalas of the kivsei atzeres, the shtei lechem. V'chachamim omrim, no, zeh pigel v'chayev v'alav kares. Once you mefagel half of the unit, then the whole unit becomes pigel, and therefore, even if I eat from the other one, there is still a chi of kares. The whole item gets the status of a pigel. Just a couple of points on the Mishnah. Tosfos notes, why does the Mishnah say, if I shech the kipsi atzeres, or if I'm mocked to the bazichin with one of the columns in mind? What about one of the chalas? Why did they have six in mind and not one? Is that to tell me that six is a machlokas, whether 12 are looked at as one unit or the two sixes? What about one? Would that for sure be mefagel, the other five in its column? Like, why did it not say six? That's Tosfos. Lecha lecha menasadarim. Hu hadin, chala achas menasadarim. Also one chala. She'oso haseder pigel. Right there, same thing. One of the Chachamim would say the whole thing is pigel. Midabai Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to get to that later on. Aval oso mim shita dinis pagel. This is not a machlokas. Right? That even Rabbi Yossi Pashas would agree that the whole column. The only issue is items that you can't separate. So you can't separate the two by the shtei lechem. You can't separate the two columns. But here, if it's only one column, oso mim shita dinis pagel. That's talking about in the Gemara we're going to have an Amud Beis where you have a group. Let's say you have two types of chalas in the mincha mafetanur. The Gemara assumes that all the ones of the same type for sure are considered one unit. The only question is the other type. So here too, v'hada ka'amrinan b'gemara. The Gemara is, that I'm going to have in a minute, the comparison to the halachas of tuma. That says that if one aver is nitma, is it automatically the other aver nitma? But you could say, if you say it's all based on that, then even the chalas within the same column, you would say you should be mechalik. If the Gemara compares it to tuma, and the Gemara compares, you have two avarim of the animal aren't touching. So here too, so Gemara said, Tosfos said, no, mikol makom le'inyin pigol nispagel. Regarding pigol, it's all going to become pigol, the whole column. Hoel v'hukfu b'seder echad. V'chashiv kechad le'inyin pigol tfei mipigol b'yorach shal yamin shalom nispagel yorach b'smol, which the Gemara is going to talk about. Basically, the same column is the most connected and unified even more than two different limbs in an animal, says Tosfos. V'shema gam le'inyin tuma. Wow. If nitzma achas, nitzma kol ha-seder. Then Tosfos is in a chinami. Maybe if one of the chalos, one of the lechem apanim, one of the matzos of the lechem apanim becomes tame, the whole column becomes tame. Right? You might say it applies to tuma too. You might not. You might say it's only a din of pigel. But Tosfos says that there is a tight connection. We're going to have to remember this for the Gemaras later on in the Masechta. All about the lechem apanim. Tosfos has the mentality that the whole column has one connected identity. Even if you want to say the two columns are not connected, one column is, and that's why the Mishnah here only talks about if you have in mind one of the Sedarim, does that affect the other Seder? It doesn't talk about if you have one of the Chalas, because that for sure, it affects the rest of the Chalas in its Seder. Point number one in Tosfos. Yeah, the Chalas are on top of each other. They have the little pegs in between that keep the airspace. They're not touching. But again, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that maybe they comply to Tuma, even though they are not touching. Number one. Number two, it says Lomachar. Right, to eat the challahs the next day. When is the mitzvah, when is the allowance to eat the challahs of the lechem apanim? So it sounds like, seems like a regular karban mincha. Right, you have that day and maybe that night. Right, day and night, kachim kachim. Right, you have day and that night. That's what it seems to be. If you look at the mefarshim on Mishnah here, they just wonder what the source for that is. Right, we're going to have to talk about, we alluded to it already in the last year that we had two shiurim ago, and that is, how much are the lechem apanim and the kifsei atzer and the shtei lechem, those are special karban minchas, those are minchos shel tzibur, but do they have the status unique or connected? They have some elements. We mentioned from the Rambam. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of sidur lechem apanim. He does not count the mitzvah of eating lechem apanim separately, because we assume that's part of just the mitzvah of eating menachas. He doesn't count a separate mitzvah of haktaras lavona, because that's just included in the mitzvah of avoda, of a karban mincha. So again, in certain senses, it's like another karban mincha. But in other senses, there are differences. We're going to have later on. We're going to have later on the Mishnayos are going to talk about different types of mincha, of yachid, of tzibur. We're going to have in the 10th parak, in I'm not going to look for it right now, but those, when we talk about, the Shtei Halechim is going to have a whole parak. Parak Shtei Halechim is the 11th parak, how they are made as compared to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. That's also a special carbon mincha that we'll talk about a little bit later, by the Kohen Gadol. So, there are menachas, this whole masechta is about menachas, but there are special types of menachas. And by each one, we have to think about how much do they share generic identity with the other carbonas mincha, and how much are they, unique. And here too, we have that issue as well. So here, just the Mefarshim on the Mishnah discuss what's the source that the Lechem Apanim are limited in their eating time. Says the Rabbi Bar Tanura right here, Lechem Nachalos Lamachar, Vizman Achilas Achalos, Eino Ela, Liyom Balayla. Yom Balayla, Kedin Mincha, Shenemar Bakachat Azka Hashem, because it's just like a Mincha. That's by the Shtei Halechem. What about by the Lechem Hapanim? Continues the Rav Bar Tanura. V'natzad al merechaz avona zaka, u'shtei chabos halolosh v'em nesuna halavon, negrem shtei bazichin, v'alavon enik teres, v'aysal alechem laskarav, alechem nechal, v'zman achilaso, kol oso Shabbos, shemisirin oso min hashulchan bilvad. The entire Shabbos. So how do you know what's the source then for the mitzvah? So if you look in the Rambam, in here, the Rambam says, k'mo shebir b'yom ha-Shabbos yarchenu. As it says, on every Shabbos you shall set it up. Ask the Tosfos Yontif, lo havinosi rayazu. Shazela siderhu, shenemar. Doesn't say anything about the eating. V'alfina lami, dechsiv va'achlu b'makom kadosh ki kodesh kadashim hu lo. Umidikar ye kodesh kadashim, ika lemelech, v'zbanachilas unami, kachilas kodesh kadashim, shehu liyom v'layla. So the Mefarshim try to figure out, there's no Gemara Beferish about this, it seems, that figure out exactly how do we know that the Lechem Apanim are limited in terms of their eating. Is it because they're just a carbon mincha and every other carbon mincha has that amount? Or is there a special pasuk? Do you learn it out from the Seder? The Rambam quotes the pasuk of Bayom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yarchenu. So part of the setting it up is the removing of the previous ones and eating of the previous ones. So again, that is different. Okay, we already know that the Lechem Apanim is somewhat different. It's on the Shulchan for a week. The other carbonous mincha have a much shorter lifespan in terms of their avoda. Once you start what you're supposed to do with them, so that's it. Here it's on for a week, and the nace that it stays fresh. But either way, the Gemara of Mishnah assumes for sure that lamachar is already too late, and that's why it is la'achar zman. Good. So we continue. So again, remember the Mishnah has, if the person has in mind pigol only part of the shirayim that are able to be eaten, one of the chalas, one of the columns, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says only that one is pigol, and the Chum say the whole thing is pigol. So what is the svara for Rabbi Yossi? Amar Rav Huna. We're going to have a machlokas amaram here. Rav Huna is going to have one opinion, and then we're going to have Rav Papa, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan on the top of Amud Beis, all the way there, who's going to have another opinion. So Amar Rav Huna. Omer Hayah Rabbi Yossi. Not only does Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah, if you have in mind one of the Shtei Lechem, one of the columns of the Lechem Apanim, it doesn't affect the other one. Even within one animal, if I think that I'm going to eat one thigh of the animal, chutz lizmano, that does not make the other thigh of the animal pigel. It's only one, even an animal. Lo nispagel hayarech shel smol. Right, Rashi says yaminu smol lav davka, but the different parts of the animal. My time up. What is the reason? Anybody say makra? You have a svara. Anybody say makra? As the Gemara says, often some there's a svara and there's a pasuk, which equalizes and emphasizes how svara is on the level of daraisa. Whenever the Gemara has this type of line, ibai yisema svara lo adifa machshava mimaisa tuma. Machshava can't be any stronger or better than tuma. Ilu itmu chad aver mi itmi le kule. If one of the avarim of an animal become tame, after Rashi adds on, after it is hufrash from the basar, right? Not while it's still attached. If one of the avarim of an animal become tame, mi itmi le kule, does the whole animal become tame? No. So just like in physical psulim, one doesn't affect the other one, so too in machshavos haposlos, one doesn't affect the other one. A pigle on one part is not pigle on the other part. The nefesh, whoever eats from it, avonat tisa, will bear its sin, mimenu velo mechaveiro. Right, from it and not from the the other animal. So special drasha, either a pasuk or a drasha. We can spend a lot of time on svara, but we touched that in the past. Maybe we'll come back if there is time. The Devar HaKodesh here also mentions v'yesh la'ayin. It's an interesting comparison between tuma and pigul. Right? Tuma has to do, yes, they're both spiritual elements, but tuma is very different than pigul. Pigul is a machshava that's it's nothing physical involved. I'm thinking something, or at most I'm saying something, and that creates a status. Tuma, you know, has to do with physical. How can you compare the two? Right? Tuma has to do with touching. If you have one unit, v'yesh la'ayin, given the pigul post la karbon, right? I know, am I low, Nomar? Shouldn't it be easier to say pigul could go across? Fine, tuma. If you touch one part, the other part isn't tame. So the Gemara says, if it applies to tuma, it surely applies to pigul too. Very difficult to compare. He says, you have to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Gemara, pigul is looked at ki'ilu, you actually did something. Actually did something to the animal. The machshava is a posel. In umuchrak, you have to say that, because or else, how would you have the comparison? Mashayach ladamos tuma. Desham hapsol mishum hatuma bebasar. Vikana pigul mishum hamachshava haposel es bekarbon. Umuchrak the sphere leiler of Yossi. Together psol pigul hu namachshava kemaisa. You have to say that. To bring pigul closer to tuma. Mukiva cheba asiya befoel nifsal habasar. Oe murin our apostles that posel farmayachshav. Es hakarbon.
Okay,
and he goes through more, but that's we have to work hard to explain this comparison between tuma and pigul. Again, we've had before graphic lashonos about machshavas poslos. Remember the Rambam's lashon, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim. Kol machashiv machshava she'ena nechona bekachim hariza over belosase hari omer lo yechashiv. Okay, if I the Kohen who's mefagel violates nisa daraisa lo yechashiv. Do not destroy karbanos by your thought. It's dome. It's similar to. Not exactly. It's like taking out a knife and making a cut in the animal's ear. That's what machshavas postlos are. So the Rambam has that comparison. It's dome, but it's not actual. And therefore, you're not going to get malchus for being mechashi machshava shein nechona, because it is not ein machshava maisa, but it is similar. Dome lematamon bekachim. And then it quotes, the Rambam quotes, halacha gimel, kol karban shenemar shu pasol, bein shenifsal b'machshava, bein maisa, bein she'ira lo dover shepsalo, kolochem eno kizayis, b'meizel lo keshnemar, lo sochal kol to'eva. B'pi yishmu alamdu, she'en akhasa masir, ela alpsule ha'mukdashim. And then it says, v'yido karban nagadamum, and he goes through all the halachas. And then he have halacha vav, kol karban, right after the halacha of karban that gets a mum. Kol kachim shehutel bohem mum, ha'ochem eam kizayis, loke. B'chlal, kol so'eva v'chulu. Kol karban shenis pagel b'machsheves hazman kamo shebiarnu kolochem eno kizayis b'meizel chayev kares shenemar nefesh achalas men avonotisa. Right, our pasuk that we just quoted, right, mi menu avonotisa. That's talking about pigul, right, limiting mi menu from it and not from its friend. That was Rabbi Yossi's makar b'machal b'shkaga maybe chatas kevua. And he quotes other halachas of pigul. Maybe we'll read that with Hashem in a couple of minutes. But anyway, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam already has the comparison between being matal mum, something physical. So this Gemara is along that derech. A machshava of pigol that's posel is similar to tuma. The Gemara compares it to. At least according to Rabbi Yossi. As we'll see, maybe the Rabbanan do not agree. But that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that according to Rabbi Yossi, the same halacha would apply by two evarim. Right, two evarim. Pigol in one of them, no pigol in the other one. Just like the two columns and the two lecham. So we're going to ask a couple of questions. That's what the next whole Amud is about, asking a number of questions on Shitas Rav Huna. Would Rabbi Yossi really say this? That just like Machshava on one does not affect the other, so too Machshava on one Yarech does not affect the Machshava, does not affect the status of the other one. That's the next Amud is going to be about. So Eis Rav Nachman L'Rav Huna. We have a Braisa. The Braisa says, La'olam Ein Bo Karis. There is never kares on the other one. on the other one, right? We're talking about a case where you have two items. There's no karis on the other one. Achi yifagel b'shteyen b'kezayis. Until you have a kezayis in mind of both of them, right? So that's what the talking about. Rashi has the girsa of chalos, right? We're talking about the shtehalechem, right? There's never karis until you think about a kezayis of both of them, meaning half a kezayis in one, half a kezayis in the other, but you have to think pickle about both of them in order for both of them to become pickle. So who is the author of this brisa? B'shteyan in ba'achas mehen lo. Only if you think about pickle by both of them are they pickle. If you only think about pickle in one of them, then the other one's not going to be pickle. So what does that sound like? So mani, ilei merabbanon, if this is the rabbanon shita, that's not true. Afilu ba'achas mehenami. The rabbanon, we learned, the Mishnah says, you think about pickle in one, the other one's automatically pickle too. So who is the author of the brisa? Elip shita Rabbi Yossi. It must be Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi is telling us that if you think about pickle by both of them, that's when it is pickle, right? Kezayis of both of them. But if you only think about pickle of one of them, it's not going to be pickle. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, "E amrit bishlama chad gufahu." If we say, and we're going to need to understand this with what Rashi adds, if we say that by a physical connection of the animals, by the urechos, by the thighs, if we say they're looked at, the thighs are looked at as one. So, of course, they're physically connected. Then mishum hachi mitzari. Then I can understand why even things that are not physically attached, as long as you think of them as one, that's also good enough. Again, if two things are physically attached, when they're physically attached, one affects the other one. The urechos come not now, not the second they're not physically attached, but they were physically attached. If two things that come physically from the same unit are looked at as one, then two things that are not from the same unit, my machshava could be ma'ariv them. And my machshava could bring them together, and if I think about pickle by both of them, so then they will both be pickle. Ela I amri tre gufe ninu, but if I say that even two things that come from the same unit, right, two thighs, if I say the two thighs are not looked at as together, mi mitztarfi, could my thoughts connect two things that were never together? That's that's the kasha that Rav Nachman asked on Rav Huna. Right, you're telling me that Rav Yossi holds that the two thighs are looked at it separately? No. I think Rav Yossi's whole shita of the machshava being mitzarif them only starts with the fact that if they're physically together, so then they are looked at as one. See Rashi on top. Elei amrit gabi yerechos. Demichad gufa asu. Tre gufe ninu. If you say by the yerechos that come from one unit, from the animal, they're considered two. That's what you're saying, Rav Huna. V'im pigel zu below zu, lo nispag lazu. And if one of them is pigel, the other one is not. So gabe chalos, ki irvon lechol kezayis mishtein mi mitztarfi? Should two things that were never together be able to be mitzuraf because of your thoughts? Mi mahanya eriv machshavaso, lemevi chad gufa, tfei michiber zevach. To lo mahani zu lehitz taref. That's okay, so on the side. So, asks Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, I think you're wrong. I think that one yarech does affect the other one. Even if you want to say one lechem doesn't affect the other lechem, and one kalim of lechem apanim doesn't affect the other kalim, like the Mishnah, right? Rav Huna does not, and Rav Nachman aren't arguing what he says in the Mishnah, but I think the case of the thighs, they will be connected. So that's his kasha. So he answers, no, you're right. The brisa that we just quoted is not Rav Yossi or the Rabbanan. It's another shita. Ha mani Rebbe hi. It's Rebbe Shita. The Tanya Hashochet as a keves leechol, new type of case. Hashochet as a keves leechol chatzi zayis michalazu v'chein chavero leechol chatzi zayis michalazu. I have two kipsei atzeres. What if during one of them I think to eat a hefek zayis of chala A, lachar zman, and during the other one I think to eat a hefek zayis from chala B, michutz lazmano? What's the halacha there? Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Shezeh, Kasher. Right? So, says Rebbe, in that case, they're not mitzarif. Right? You had half a gazayas of this one, half a gazayas of that one. Why? So, Taima, what do we think? Taima to Amar, Chatzi, Chatzi. The reason I thought, because I thought Chatzi from this one and Chatzi from that one. That's why it is not mitzuraf. Aval Amar, Kazayas, Mishteha. But if I combine them in my thought, I think during each of the kvasim, I think I'm going to eat a whole kezayis lacharzman from the chalas, it would be mitzuref. So you see, Rebbe's the one that says that if you have two chalas and you think together that you can eat a kezayis from both of them, it is mitzuref. So the Gemara, just let's continue for a moment. The Gemara says, but still, doesn't he have to hold like either Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan? And then you'd still be stuck and back to the other question for Rabbi Elieber the Man. Which of the two opinions does Rabbi hold like? Doesn't sound like a third opinion, it's about Tziruf. So we have two Tanaim talk about Tziruf. So Elieber the Rabbanan, if he's following the sheet of the Rabbanan, that can't be. I feel Ba'akal Be'anami. Even if you only think about a Kezias in one of them, that's Mefagel, the other one. So you wouldn't have to think about a pickle in both of them. E Aliba Rabbi Yossi, and if he he must agree like Rabbi Yossi, then Hadra Koshin Lenduchte. Then we go back to the original question. Right, we go back to the original Kasha that Rav Nachman had on Rav Huna, if it's Rabbi Yossi. So question. So the Gemara says, let's just finish the whole flow. So the Gemara says the Olam Aliba the Rabbanan. Really it's like the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan. Didn't the Rabbanan say if you're mefagel in half of something, the whole thing is pickle? So I hear, does it give the mashmaus that you have to think pickle about both of them, right? Mashma, if you only think about pickle about one of them, it does not affect. El v'lo tema achi yifagel b'shtehen, ela ema achi yifagel b'shnehen. The Brisa shouldn't read until you had pickle b'shtehen, meaning a feminine lashon going on the chalos. It's not that you have to think about both chalos. No, even if you think about one chala, it's good enough to be mefagel the other one, because it's the Rabbanan. It's talking about during the kvasim, you have to think about pigel during both of the shechita of the kvasim, even though you only have to think about half of the chalos. Right, even if you only think about one of the chalos, but it's the shechita of the Rabbanan. It's like the sheet of the Rabbanan, who say, if I think pickle about half of something, the whole thing becomes pickle. The chiddush of the Brice is that I have to think about it during the entire matir, during the entire shechita, meaning during the shechita of both of the kvasim. If I only think about pigle of the chalas during one of the kvasim, so then it is not going to be pigle against Rebbe Meir, who says elsewhere, Mefaglin b'chatzi matir. I could think about during half the matir. Rashi notes here. Rashi in the middle of Dibur Maskev Alafuke. But 1 second. So this sheet is like you always have to be mefagel in the whole matir. But aren't there two matirim in a avodas hamincha anyway? There's the kmitza and there's the haktaras lavona. That's matir the shirayim. So shouldn't pigel? You should always have to think about the pigol, right, in all of those matirin, ask Rashi, v'ikasha. Hakomet says, amincha amai posa b'machshavaso. If you think about something during the kmitza, so why should that affect? Ha'avodas chati matiru, to ha'ika name lavona. Because isn't lavona also part of the process? Avodas lavona, the shita adds in. Taritz, answer, no. Come on. The two kvasim, we can understand, work hand in hand in tandem. They're each half a matir. But the Haktara and the Kemitza, you're right, Dr. Komets matter something, but that doesn't in any way hinder, or it's not part of the matir that the Kemitza is. It's a different stage. Says Rashi, Taritz, the Kemitza va the Avodah Shlema. The Kemitza is Avodah Shlema. The Haleka Kemitza Belavona. You're not doing the same Avodah. Kemitza is a matir. Lavon is matir something else? Yeah, but that's a separate thing. You don't look at each one of them as a chatzi matir. That happens to be, yes, it's matir the shirayim. But it's not looked at, it doesn't undermine the definition of komeds being a full matir. That's an important Rashi, important comment. Teda, and he quotes, I'll prove it to you. Tahaba haktaras komeds. When I burn the komeds, im chishiv lechol shirayim lamachar, pligi rabbanan v'amri, kivan di'ika nami haktaras lavona, lo chashiv haktaras komeds lafagel. Find the burning of the komeds, and the burning of the lavona, that's where there's a discussion. Whether there's a chati matir, diktani masizan pigal b'aktaras komets v'lo b'lavona, the chamomer and pigal shi'ifaga b'chala matir. That's the discussion, haktaras komets and haktaras lavona. But the komets as hamincha, but the kmitza that's looked at it separately. That's Rashi. Therefore, that's not a violation of mefaglin b'chati matir. Then he discusses why earlier in the parak. Right, we spoke about Mefagel and Mechatzi Matir, and there seem to be cases, not only Rabbi Yossi, okay, look at the rest of that Rashi, not for now. Back to the Gemara, though. So the Gemara, we're in the middle of a conversation. So the Gemara, at this stage, just answered the Shita of the Brisa. The Brisa is reflecting the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, you have to be Mefagel in the whole Matir, even though you only have to have in mind half the Matir. So the Gemara says, Yachi, Maila Olam. What's the word la'olam then in the Brisa? La'olam sounds like were being lafuke until you have all of this. Like, don't think A, B, C, and D. So, Iyamr Bishlama Bishtayan U Bishnehen, if you say the Brisa should read Bishtayan U Bishnehen, meaning that you need to think about, do it in both of the Kfasim, and think about both of the Chalas, then I understand Verab Yosi, and is reflecting the sheet of Verab Yosi, so then I understand the Chiddush of the word La'olam. V'lafuki midir Meir is going against Rabbi Meir, who says, Mefaglen B'chatzi Matir, U'midir Rabbanan, and is going against the Rabbanan, who say, if you think pigle about one, the other one is also pigle. Ka'asu hainu tukamri la'olam. You understand what the Chiddush of la'olam is. Ela i'amri, but if it's like you're suggesting Rabbanan, v'la'afuki midi Rabbi Meir, and it's only coming to exclude Rabbi Meir, about mefaglan b'chatzi matir, my la'olam. La'olam is really teaching us so much, right? La'olam is mashma that it's coming to be la'afuke a lot of things. So, question mark, so we're stuck. So we're back to saying the Braisa must be like Rabbi Yossi, and if it's like Rabbi Yossi, we're back to the original kasha that Rabbi Nachman asked on Rav Huna. That if you're going to tell me that two thighs aren't mitzaref, if you think pigle about one thigh does not affect the other thigh, then it would be very hard to say that if you think about one, the other one would not. If you say one thigh does not affect the other one, you would be hard pressed to say that pigle of one does not affect the other. Meaning Akasha on Rav Huna that says Rav Yossi would also say it by Yerechos, right? He thinks that you should definitely say Yerechos that affect each other. Good. That is all part one of the Gemara. Just because it came up and we haven't spoken about it in a long time, the Gemara here uses the Lashon of Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani. And Rav Yossi Bengel points out that only by Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, only by Rebbe, maybe by one other, but the one that is common by a few places in Shas, it says Rebbe Omer Omer Ani. What's the lashon of Omer Ani? So in the Beis HaOtzer, he talks about this in Klal Lamed Gimel. Remember, the Beis HaOtzer is an encyclopedia that he started working on. We might have others, and we don't have it. We have Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis, right? Phrases, and like Klal Lamed Aleph is Umdana. Now, Omer Ani is the next in the alphabet. Omer Ani. So there he talks about Darkal Shrebi to say Omer Ani, and he quotes 25 different Gemaras where Rebbe says Omer Ani. What's Omer Ani? So he says Omer Ani is like La'aniyaz Daiti, right, in modern Talmudic language. In my humble opinion, Omer Ani is a Lashon of Anava. Lashon of Anava. Nirishu Derech Anava. Like, after all, doesn't it say at the end of Sota, last half in Sota, Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anava. When Rebbe died, humility left. That's the Gemara about Ana at the end of Sota. Vakavana. That's what. So what does he mean by saying Omer Ani? Sheineni Omer Es Hadin Vahadavar Derech Hechlet. Rak Omer Oso B'yichlus El Atzmo. This is my opinion. Ana doesn't have to be your opinion. It's something with humility. Nirekach Ukaderech Shuragil Hayom Lichto Melitzas Laniyas Daiti. Kenu Gamke Me'ein Lashon Zeh Omer Ani. Vihine, and then he says on a deeper, more Kabbalistic level, it's even deeper, he says, Mavur, Besifri Talmidei Abesht. The Talmidei, remember, the Baal Shem Tov have, Ki Derech, right, the Rabbi Yossi Engel knew everything. Right to left, Hasidus, Mesagdus, everything he knew. So he's quoting Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. So he says, Ki Derech Anshei Hamayla Hagedolim Lehisbonein. Great, masters realize, Ki everything that they say, it's not me that's saying this. It's the koach eloki in me that's saying this. That's the ani. Omer, it's not me. It's the ani in me that's saying this. Kitam Hashem svasai tiftach uchanoda. Hashem opens my lips. V'hinei yitachin gamken kavzeh havanas lashon omer ani. Haynu dehiktem el diburo shelo haya b'chach maso b'sfuna sohu ha-omer v'hamasig shadinu kach v'kach rakoach eloki asher bo hi hashchina hakdusha ha-mechayeh eskola nivraim v'nikris ani kinoda b'chach maso emes v'chulu. And he says maybe that's what Hillel means in Sukkah Nun Gimel. Im ani kan hakol kan. The big kasha about what is he saying? Hillel's biggest honor too. If I'm here, we're all here. It's good. We can start. What does that mean? No, it's the ani. Im ani kan. If the ani, the koach loki in me is here, so then it could work. And then he just adds, again, it's a long piece, but just in the next paragraph, he says, maybe it's even, review the Nazi is even alluded to in a pasuk. You don't find Omer ani except by review the Nazi. Omer Ani is only said once in Tanakh. Once in Tanakh, you have the phrase Omer Ani. Tehillim Perek Memhei. David HaMelech says, Rachash libi davar tov. My heart is shaking to do something good. Omer ani ma'asai la'melech. I say, my actions are to the king. L'shoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue will be a quill to a scribe that acts with his rhesus. So why Dafka here? Omer Ani, suggestive angle. Unbelievable. He says, Sefer Tehillim Uzirim Baruch HaKodesh on all in Yonim HaAsidim. Look at the Akdam of the Ben Ezra, the Sefer Tehillim. So maybe this passage is referring to what Rebbe did, that Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. Right? Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. Right? What does it say here? My heart thought to do something good. Omer Ani, a reference to Rebbe. Ma'asai LaMelech, I'm acting L'Shem Shamayim. My tongue, right? My tongue, Torah Shebal Peh, is going to be transferred to Torah Shebichsav. Right? L'Shoni, eight sofer mahir. So this pasuk is an allusion, is a remez, the same lashon that's used. Maybe this is why Rabbi Donasi, maybe he saw himself in this pasuk. Remez was ruach hakodesh al Rabbi v'chibur amishnah shelo, the dvarim shel alpeh iyata rasha lomer bechsav, v'Rabbi chibur amishnah mishum eis la'asos l'ashem heferu tarasecha. Ruach hashli b'yildo betov, omer ani ma'asai l'melech, mashni rotzeh la'asos kaviyachol avur ha'melech elyon yisbarach shemo. And then he says, even libi davar tov, Sof Tevos Rebbe, right? Tevas Lishoni Gematria Yehuda Hanasi. Hare Ramos Hashem Rebbe Shekinu Chachamim Gam Shmo Hatzmi Yehuda Hanasi Kino Nikrakam Bavim Shaskam Kim Shem Rebbe Hanasi Vechulu. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Va'od, about 15 lines down. Next kasha we have on Rav Huna's statement. Again, Rav Huna said that according to Rav Yossi, if you're befagel in one thigh, the other thigh does not become pigel. And we said that's difficult. Va'od, ha'amar, Ravashi, tashma. We have another brisa. Rabbi Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, pigel, bidavar. Hanase, bachutz, pigel. We have this brisa back in Zvachim. If I'm befagel with something that's done outside, then it's good. Pigel's good. Everything outside. Pigel, bidavar, hanase, bifnim, low pigel. There's no pigel by dvarim, hanase, bifnim. What is dvar, hanase, bifnim? Let's read Rashi and then we'll talk about it. But first Rashi says, on the fourth wide line, lahazos, bidamo, la paroches. Right? If I have in mind to do pigel, laachar zmano, about the hazoya, the sprinklings on the paroches. Let's keep that in mind for a few minutes, but first let's finish the Gemara. So Ketzad. So what's pigel, what's not pigel? So, haya omeid bachutz. If somebody's outside, va'amar eni shochet, amnas lahazos midam alamachar. And I have shchita on mind to do the hazaya on the paroches, la'achar zmano, lo pigel. That's not pigel. Why? Shemachshava bachutz. It's a machshava while you're standing outside, b'davar nasa bifnim. But you have in mind something inside, no pigel. Haya omeid bifnim, the opposite. Va'omar eni mazeh. Amnas lahakter emurin lamachar, vilishbach shirayim lamachar. I have in mind to do this, amnas, that I'm going to be makter the emurim, or pour the shirayim. Right, we're going to get that's the lashon. Lamachar lo pigel. That's also not pigel. Shemachshava bifnim, but davar nasa bachutz. You're having the machshava while you're inside by something that's outside, but you have to have both. Haya omeid bachutz. V'yamareini shochet amnas lishbach shirayim lamachar, vilakter shirayim lamachar, pigel. If I'm outside and I think about something outside, that is pigel. Shamachshava bachutz, b'davar nasa bachutz. Fine. End of brisa. But what's the case the brisa that is pigel? If I'm outside and I think about doing shvicha shirayim bachutz. So what's going to become pigel there? What's going to become pigel? Lishbach shirayim lifgulei mai. What are you going to be chayv karis for eating? So ilayim lifgulei dam. What? It's the blood? We're talking about being, you're going to be shofech shirayim bachutz, lizmano. So the blood's going to become pigel? No, dami mifkal. Could blood become pigel? We learned, vatzan. We learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, pigel requires something else to be matir it. The dam is matir itself. Elu dvarim she'en chayavim aleim shem pigel. The following items there's no pigel by. Hakometz, vahalavona, all these are matirim. Vaktores, uminchas kohanim, uminchas nesachim, all these are totally burned. Minchas kohen mashiach, the mincha the kohen gadol, the hadam. Question mark. So, dam isn't subject to pigel. So when the brisa says, it's gonna become pigel, we can't be talking about the dam, ze'elab shita, livgule basar. Must be talking about the basar that's part of this carbon. The basar is gonna become pigel if you think about blood. If you think about blood, chutz lizmano, so the basar is gonna become pigel. So Gemara says, hashta, uma hasam delo chashiv leba basar gufe. If in this brisa, where you didn't even think about the meat, all you thought about was the blood, Rabbi Yossi Mifkal, Rabbi Yossi is talking here. Rabbi Yossi says, pigol, hacha the chasha bebezeva gupe lakoshagain. So surely, if you're thinking about meat and meat, the pigol, but yarach yamin, pigol, but yarach smol. If pigo goes from blood to meat, surely it should go from meat to meat. So kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, how you think that Rav Yossi says if you're mefagel on the right thigh, it's not pigo on the left thigh? We see even blood to meat becomes pigo. So surely meat to meat should become pigo. So kasha number two on Rav Huna. Again, there's a lot to talk about here, but just maybe one or two diyukim. Rashi Dafka said in this brisa, lahazos midama. What did the hazaya mean? What were you thinking about bifnim that was no good? The hazaya on the paroches. What about on the mizbeach hazav? That wouldn't be good enough. Rashi Dafka says the hazayas that you do on the paroches, that's a avoda bifnim. What about if you think about doing the hazayas on the mizbeach hazav? That wouldn't be. So in one of the Achronim, Chlusher of Aryaleib, he talks about maybe not. Because, and he's Medaikin in the Psukim, the Avoda on the Mizbeach Azov could be deemed an Avodas Chutz. Not physically where it is, but because this Avoda of putting blood on the Mizbeach exists outside, so that's enough called Avodas Chutz regarding pigal purposes. The Hazaya on the Paroches, that has no parallel outside. And that's why that's uniquely called Avodas Pnim. That's Avodas Pnim. Sherak hazos adam anidonim kerega paroches ubein habadim heim avodos mechudashos she'ein bekarbon shlamim. That doesn't exist by shlamim, and that's why it's excluded from pickle. Remember, the source of pickle is by shlamim. Asher lakach ein machashvim lahem. Aval avodas rikas adam sha'al gabi karnos bezvecha pnimi hu oso avodas rikas adam shebekarbon shlamim. It's equal, and therefore maybe pigo would apply. And then he has an unbelievable diuk. I'm not sure this is Vishlavi Raya. He quotes in the footnotes here in the Biuri Adaf that quotes this from the lashon of the brayse of Harini Maze lahazos lahazos. If you look in the psukim, whenever it's talking about the on the Bein Abadim or on the Paroches, the Torah says Hazoya. Whenever it talks about the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hazav, it says Nosein, Matanos. So that's V'hiza min Adam Sheva Pamim L'fnei Hashem Al-Pnei Paroches HaKodesh V'nosan HaKoi min Adam Al-Akronos V'chein B'kulam K'shemidabar HaPazak Al-Adam HaNitan Kerega Paroches, it says Hazoya or Hazah V'yiluk K'shemidabar Adam HaNitan Al-Mizbeach Nokon Loshen Nesina V'nosan quotes that also from the Shulim Kubetzes and Zvachem Adav Mem Zayin and others. But that's the, shows that that could be, that's why maybe Rashi says Paroches here, because that is, an Avodas Pnim. The Mizbeach HaZahav, even though it's physically done inside, it might be called Avodas Chutz, at least regarding Pigol, because the source is Shlamim, and it has a parallel Avoda. Again, each of these also we could talk about, we're not going to right now, but the Minchas Kohen, right, the Minchas of the Kohen Gadol, he brings a separate Minchas Chavitin every day. Included in that mitzvah is the Minchas Chinuch of every Kohen. When he starts the Avoda, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch himself discusses about the Minchas Chinuch. What happens if a Kohen does the Avoda without bringing his Minchas Chinuch? Has he lost the opportunity? Does it have to be by definition? Or no, you lost it, but you have to bring it. It's a discussion about the Minchas Chinuch. Again, a lot there, but in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav in the Minchas Chinuch. Good. Says the Gemara, third kasha now on Rav Huna. Va'od Hamaravina Tashma, the third brisa. Come, it says a mincha lechol shiyareha. Oh, this is from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, now we're going to ask. Hakav is a mincha lechol shiyareha lachtir kom salamachar, the first mission in the parak. Modi Rav Yossi position bigav v'chayav and love kareis. Rav Yossi agrees in that case there is kareis. Lachtir kom salif gule mai. So again, what's the potential pigle here? Again, somebody did the komets to eat, to burn the komets lamachar. So again, you're not eating the komets, so what's going to be pigle here? So my ilay malif gule komets komets mi mifka the komets has a bomb, but not. We just quoted that mishnah in zvachim. Elu dvarim shein chayav lam shem pigle ha komets v'chulu. So elav shita, what's becoming pigle here? Lif gule shirayim. The shirayim are becoming pickle. So again, we say, hashu ma hasam delochashibu b'shirayim gufei. There, where you're thinking about the komets, you're not even thinking about the shirayim, but still, mifkali, the shirayim become pickle. Hacha dechashibu b'zvicha gufei, lo kol shekein. So surely, if you think about the same animal, surely it should be pickle. So, with these three kashas on Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan argues, Ela am Rav Yochanan, no. The reason for Rav Yossi in the Mishnah is not about you thought about two different parts and the same would apply to two different thighs. No, there's a different a different svara here. Right? So Amar, let's look at the second line in Rashi. El Amar Biochanan, Lesel Ravuna, Vim Pigal Biyamin, Pigal Bismo. Right? It's a machlokas, right? You don't compare that to the case of the Mishnah of two chalas or two columns. To a chazinan, keep reading Rashi, afilo lochi shevela badam nispagal basar. Right? Even if you think of one. Aye, what about the Mishnah? The Rabbi Yossi does say, if you only think about one of the lacham of the kifsei atzeres, the other one is not pigal. Rabbi Yossi does say that, one of the columns, that's a special din. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, high time of Rabbi Yossi, hakab why, hakasav asan guf echad, hakasav asan shnei gufin. Sometimes the Torah treats it as one, and sometimes as two. Right? Rashi here quotes the psukim, the skinny lines in Rashi. Shtayim shtei esronim, right? The Torah says two esronim, right? By the kifsei atzeres, viksiv, soles tihiena, vikol havaya liikuva, soles, right? It says shnei esronim. Right, so v'oso kasev atzmo. Keep reading Rashi. Asan shnei gufim midasiv shtayim. The mashma the kolachas lishas varichasa b'fnei atzma. Right, it sounds like you do everything separately. You do everything together. So that's what you say by the kifsi atzeres. Back to the Gemara. Kasev asan shnei guf echad. Kasev asan shnei gufim. Guf echad to ma'akvi adadi shnei gufim. Right, so guf echad that they're ma'akiv each other. Shnei gufim to amar rachmana ha'iluchu de'avida v'ha'iluchu de'avida. So are they one? Are they not? So it depends. Rabbi Yossi says on your machshava. Irvinu, if you thought about both of them in your pigle thought, misarvin, that cause of asan gufechad, then they each affect another one. Palginu, miflagi, but if you didn't connect them, then they're separate. That cause of asan, shnei gufin, because the Torah says that they are two, gufin. So you have this by the shtei alechem, and then Rabbi Yossi expands it to also the alechem upon him. The two columns. But it's a special din. By all other cases, you would say, no, pigel affects the whole item. This shita brings Rabbi Yossi much closer to the Rabbanan. In all other cases, pigel in part makes pigel in whole, except for these two exceptions. By Rabbi Yochanan, pigel balachme toda mahu. What about in the lachme toda? We know the toda has 40 loaves. Four types of loaves. What if I only think pigel about one type of loaf? Within each type, this is what Tosfos brought before that we started off the shiur with today. Within each type, the Gemara assumes it's for sure a pigel. What about separate types? If I'm mefagel in one type, what about pigel in the other type? Mahu. Or b'minchas mafei, mahu. What about the mincha mafei tano, right? The Rashi quotes here, there's two types. There's five chalas and five rakikin, 10 loaves. According to Rabbi Shimon, as we're going to have later on. But Hashem. But either way, again, whenever you have one unit with different types, what do you say? So Tana Le Ref Tachlifa Mima Rava Vechenata Omer Balach Metoda Vechenata Omer B'mincha Mafe. Same thing would apply there as well. Period. A lot to say about the carbon toda, but we don't have time right now. Remember the Nitziv. So many chalas, so little time to eat it because you're gonna have to share it based on the pasuk in Tehillim in Hallel. Tana Rabbanan B'shazrika Chishiv Lechol. Chatzi zayis ubishazrika chishiv lechol chatzi zayis. So other questions of pigel and serif. If I think half kazayis during now to animals, half kazayis during shchita, half kazayis during zrika, does the animal become pigel? Pigel, yes. Mepesh shchita v'zrika mitzarfin. Shchita and zrika can be mitzarif. Ika da amre. So what's when we say shchita and zrika? So what does that mean about the other avodas? Ika da amre shchita v'zrika de travayo matirin in kabbalah v'alachalo. Some say, well, maybe only shchita v'zrika can be mitzarif, because those are matirin. Shchita matirs the zrika, and zrika matirs the shirayim. But kabbalah v'zrika, no. V'yigad d'amri, no. Hanach d'marchakan, those two that are far from each other work v'kol shagein hani d'makarvan. Surely, if they're closer, like kabbalah and holacha. The Sfas Emes wonders, what about if you have others that don't have either? Others that don't have either. The Gemara is not befeirish about that. The Sfas Emes wonders here, where's his lashon of here? Sorry, he quotes Lufiza Yesh La'ayim b'shchita v'holacha o kabbalah v'zrika. They're far and they're not matirin. So that he's not sure about. Ain, he says the Gemara, is it really true that they could all go together? Vatani Rabbi Levi arba'av others ain't mitzarfos lepigel. They're not mitzarf. Shchita v'zrika kabbalah v'holacha. They're not mitzarf. Machlokas tanot Stephen the Brises. Are the avodas mitzarif for pigel or not? Amar Rava lo kasha harebi arabanan. Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, as we'll see. The Rebbe is going to be the one that says they're not mitzarif, and the Rabbanan says they are. Ditanya, Hashokhet is hakeves. Lechol chatzis ayis michalazu, v'chein chavir lechol chatzis ayis michalazu. The price we quoted already on Amud Aleph, on top. Right, if somebody checks one of the kifsei atzeres to eat half a gezeis from this challah, and then the other one, half a gezeis from the other one, Rebbe Omer Omer Ani, she's a kosher. Rebbe says that's kosher, there's no tziruf. So to here, Rebbe would say by the avodas, there's no tziruf. Amalei Abaya, Eimer, the Shammah said the Rebbe, 1 second, Rechati Mata Vechati Achila. You know why Rebbe says there's no tziruf there? Because you're thinking only one of the kvatzim in one of the challahs. Kulo matir v'chati achila mishamisle. Would he say, if you think about it in the whole matir? Right, that's what this key, the whole shchita. Shchita is a whole matir. Shchita is a matir. Who says Rebbe would say that's not mitzdaref? So amalei Rav Abba Rav Chana l'abaya, v'yisle the Rebbe kulo matir v'chati achila. If it's true what you're saying, Abaya, that Rebbe would say that case is pigle. If you think about it in the whole shchita, for only one of the challahs, then he should have made a gzera in this case. Ligzar, chati matir v'chati achila, atu kula matir v'chati achila. Rebbe should have said at least pasul in this case, not kosher. Rebbe says kosher in the brisa. If I think about it, I think about during one of the kvasim, half a kezais in one of the chalas. Rebbe should have said at least that's pasul. Why? Tahar Rebbe Yossi, Gazer Rabbanan Gazer. We see in this context that if there's cases that are similar to a pickle case, you're at least going to say it's pasul and you can't eat it. Where do you see the gzeiris? Rabbi Yossi gazer ditznan. Rabbi Yossi was gozer in our Mishnah. Lahachti levonasa lemachar. Rabbi Yossi omer pasul vein bokaris. Vachom omer pigav v'chayin alav karis. Rabbi Yossi says just levona is not good enough, but he at least says it's pasul there because he's gozer. V'rabbanan ami gazri. The Rabbanan also goes there. Ditznan. The Mishnah says later on pigal bakometz velo bilavona. Bilavona velo bakometz. Remei Omer Pigav Chayavon Alav Karis, because you're Mefagav B'chatzi Matir. Vecham Omer Ein Bo Karis, Ashi Yefagav B'chol Matir. What does Ein Bo Karis mean? It means it's still pasul. Question mark. So we see all the Tanoim make Zeres if you're doing something that resembles, that's close to Pigal. So here too, Rebbe, if he says that case is Pigal, if you think about it B'chol Matir, then he should have said, if you think about it in half the Matir, and here he says Kasher. So Gemara says, Amalei Hachi Hashta. Abaya answers, no, it's not true. Bishlama Hassam. By those other Gzera cases, it's very similar. Gazer Rabbi Yossi Komets de Lavona Atu Komets de Mincha. Rebbe was Gozer. Rabbanan Gazri Komets Atu Komets de Minchas Chote. Rabbanan were Gozer in a case where there is no Lavona by Minchas Chote. Ulavona Atu Lavona Haba Bibazichin. And plain Lavona plain by itself also Gozer Atu Lavona that's just brought in the Bazichin, which is also brought alone. There's nothing that goes with that Lavona. Kvasim Nami Keves Atu Keves Chaveiro. Bazeich atu, bazeich aveiro. In all these cases, in all the cases of Gzeira that the Gemara is referring to, there's something very similar that could be pigle in this exact case. Elahacha. But in this case, by the Kifsi Atzeres, mi'ika chati matir v'chati achila ba'alma delekim aligzar. Here, what are you saying? Rebbe says, in the case where you think pigle during one of the kvasim, and you had in mind one of the chalas, hefik azayas, there's no, that's a chati matir or about a chati matir. Is there any case of chati matir that's going to be pigol? No. So there's no reason to make a gzera. Right? If that's similar enough, you might come to do it in the full matir, but that's a different case. All the other cases are doing the exact same thing in a different case. Here, it's not similar enough. And achinam mistavra. And this makes sense. The time of the Rabbanan mishum hachiyu. It makes sense that the Rabbanan say pasul because of this idea of gzera. Diktani seifa. Because in the Seifa there, the Rabbanan say, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Meir B'Minchas Chotim B'Minchas Kenos. The Rabbanan agrees to Rabbi Meir where there is no Kometz, Shempigel, and where there is no Lavona, Shempigel B'Kometz, Shempigel B'Chayavon Lav Kares. Shakometz Hu Amatir. Right, the Kometz is the Matir there. So they agree in the case of there is no Lavona, so then the Kometz is enough. So that's obviously the reason why would they say pasul in the resha. Halam alila misne klau. Why do you have to say that for? Pshita, mika matir achrina. Of course they hold that. They agree in that case. Elalav hakamashvon. It must be alluding to me the reason why they say pasul even in the first case. The time of the komets, bishum dika komets minchas chote de damile. And that's why they hold gzera. Either way, we defended the fact that Rebbe could hold, that it's not mitzarif in that case, and that answers the stira in the brises that the avodos are mitzarif or not mitzarif to each other, right? That's a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then we will continue next time.